Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 5. So you all are working with some truly beautiful energy around this full moon. You've got the energy of the 3, and then you've got polar bear energy, which is sort of like the star card in tarot. So this is a lot about being seen, being appreciated, being recognized. You could see accolades come in now. You could see, again, that recognition that you've been sort of, you know, building something or creating something, and you gave birth to it, and now you're getting the recognition for it. This is definitely a sort of center stage sort of energy, especially with the 3 energy. This is about letting the world see you and expressing yourself fully and, you know, not sort of shying away from who you truly are. And I know it sounds trite and cliche, but there really is something to be said about not minimizing, you know, your contributions, yourself, etc., and really letting the world experience that side of yourself that you kind of keep hidden away, the beautiful aspects of yourself that you keep hidden away because you're afraid it might be too much, or people can't handle it, or you're going to be misunderstood. With 3 and 5 energy, there's a lot of that sort of it being very progressive and people not really being there just yet. And so there is a lot of misunderstanding. People need to sort of catch up to that energy. And so as a 5, it's likely that a lot of your journey has been, you know, people not understanding, or again, being misunderstood, or being seen as the outsider or weird or whatever. And this is such a great time to, like, you know, celebrate your weirdness in such a big way. Because anytime we have 3 energy in a cycle, it's definitely like you being in the spotlight. And I kind of love that it's under a full moon because you just get that sense of that spotlight being shown on you. And so this is such a great time. If you wanted to launch something, start something new, you know, start your own business, I don't know, go off on your own in some way, something that's really going to highlight your gifts, right, and your contribution into the world, this is such a great time to do it. And I would say the more progressive, the more weird, the better, because it's more authentically you, right? And the world will catch up to it. When you put something out, let's say that if you start like a YouTube channel or a podcast, I don't know, those are just like the, you know, the buzzwords, right? But, or the buzz or token sort of careers these days. But let's say that you start something like that, you know, it's going to serve you, again, to stay authentic to yourself, even if people don't get it at first. Your job is to put it out into the world and let people catch up to it. So that goes with your creativity, again, your contribution into the world. It's not meant to necessarily be misunderstood, or it's not meant to be understood at first. You basically need to get it put out into the world and then let people catch up to it. Let them, you know, teach them or show them how it works, and then let them buy into it on their own. And in their own time, but give it time to work, right? So don't give up on it too quickly because it doesn't look like it's working, so to speak. So again, this is a great time to be social, you know, get your name out there, put your gifts out into the world. You know, if you have an opportunity to take the spotlight and, you know, you have the mic, take the spotlight and use that mic to get your word across. Again, great time for launching something, great time for publication. This is a great time for the written and the spoken word in whatever way you can get it out into the world. And the 5 energy is such a big expressive type of energy that you can really get a lot across when it's coupled with the 3, because the 3 brings the communication. It really brings in that social element of networking and collaborating and getting your voice or your message or your gifts out into the world. So this is such a great time for that. And with polar bear energy, this is leadership energy. So this is you taking the reins and not minimizing who you are. If anything, this is all about your presence and being very present within a situation. Or again, if it's something you're birthing, some kind of creativity that you're putting out into the world, this is your baby, right? This has got your name behind it. And with polar bear energy, again, it's kind of like the star card. This is about wishes coming true, manifestations coming to fulfillment through your effort, right? Like what you've put forth. But this is definitely a time to shine and to own your space and to, take a risk, take a chance, put your information, your gifts, your, again, contributions out into the world and leave them there. Let them have time to take root, leave them there long enough so that you can get some kind of true understanding of the impact. And that doesn't happen overnight, right? Like that can take some time. That can be more sort of like an evergreen type of thing where you need to put it out into the world and let it marinate, let it sit there and then let people find it type of thing. So great energy for getting yourself and your gifts out into the world around this full moon. So I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.